Welcome aboard, Joe.
Thank you, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Tell us about your background.
Oh, I spent most of my career as a journalist and went into public relations about 10 years ago. I worked for the University of Michigan and worked on the effort to bring U of M and MSU and Wayne State together through the University Research Corridor. And I came to MADC in January.
Joe, how could you leave the big bucks of journalism to go into private enterprise?
Very funny, Charlie. Very funny.
Well, let's talk about the MADC. Your some numbers, some job data, not only for the nation, but for in Michigan, was recently released. And Detroit, Muskegon looks pretty good.
Oh, in fact, the whole state looks good, but Detroit had the best improvement in unemployment numbers of any major metropolitan area in the nation. In February of 2010, we had an unemployment rate of 15.2%, and by this year, it had dropped to 11.2%. So that's like a 3.4 percentage point drop that no one was even close to that kind of drop. Chicago and Charlotte were behind us, but they didn't have that kind of improvement.
We're talking,
and Muskegon's was actually even better than Detroit's, but it's not a major metropolitan area. Muskegon went from 15.5 to 11.3.
And these numbers are courtesy of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, which was released earlier this week. What do you think led to these drops?
People are hiring again. I mean, Michigan was in an eight-year recession. We lost a million jobs. It was called the winter that never ends. It was unprecedented. But There's a silver lining to going through a tough time is it makes you stronger. I got laid off from a job 10 years ago, and what it does is it makes you think, well, gosh, what else can I do? And you think of things you wouldn't have thought of before, and you consider new options. And that's what Michigan's been doing. There are a lot of new businesses. The companies are being more innovative. The auto companies are growing again, obviously, after the bankruptcy issues. So things are getting better.
Well, I echo some of the sentiment that you have as someone who 4 years ago was laid off, and you just have to kind of fight and scratch and claw and get back in the saddle. What I find interesting, and we're talking with Joe Sorwick from the MEDC, Joe, is that we've been talking to folks who have been telling us there are jobs out there. There are high-tech jobs, there are manufacturing, and there are means to get trained for these jobs. And I think we've been trying to do on this radio program is to publicize that fact, because there are opportunities out there.
Oh, absolutely. And at MEDC, if you go to MichiganAdvantage.org, you'll see we have a lot of new programs focused on talent, because that's really the key is matching up the person with the correct job. And we have a thing called Shifting Gears that helps people change careers, help them find, you know, a job in the areas that are growing. For example, the biggest shortage of tech workers in the United States is in Detroit. I mean, it's not Silicon Valley, though Silicon Valley has a shortage as well. I mean, there are a lot of industries that need more people, and it's just a matter of getting people into the right place where things are growing.
How is there a resource or resources for people to find these jobs and to find training for these jobs?
Yes. I mean, we were retooling MichiganAdvantage.org, our website, by the end of this month to try to put it all in one place. But there are several programs to help. And of course, the biggest is the governor's business tax cuts, because that's going to give a tax cut to everybody who buys anything in Michigan.
To play devil's advocate, Joe, there's the perception, there are people out there who believe that when you give tax incentives and tax breaks to the owners of these companies, that they get fatter, they get richer, while we have this budget deficit and other programs, especially the social programs, get cut, so the middle class and the poor suffer. Mm-hmm. How would you respond to that?
Well, I agree. I mean, a year ago we had a strategy where the state was targeting certain industries and trying to help certain industries grow, and Governor Snyder compared that to, he called it a Swiss cheese economy, where if you knew, you know, if you were in a favored industry or if you were connected or you knew where to go, you got a pretty good tax break, and if you didn't, you didn't get a break. And basically, the idea, I compare it to a family getting pizza. If we all sit down at the table at the same time and all go for a slice, that's fair. But if one kid gets to start eating a half hour before everybody else, that's not fair. So basically, the idea is to just give everybody the same tax rate, to say, okay, businesses, if you're a corporation, you'll pay 6%. If you're another kind of company, you just pay personal tax rate like everybody else. So everybody has the same rate. Everybody has the same chance. You don't pick winners and losers. And then it's like throwing seeds in a garden. Some will sprout and grow and some won't, but everybody gets the same chance.
All right, Joe, before I let you go, what's new for the MEDC? What are you going to be working on to really start promoting and trying to help involve more businesses throughout the state of Michigan?
We've been doing a lot of interesting things, just trying to connect people so they can do more. I compare it to the potluck dinner strategy. If I asked you, hey, Tony, can you make me throw a dinner for 100 people, you'd freak out. You'd say, how can I do all that? But if I said, hey, can we have a potluck dinner and invite 100 people and have them each bring a different dish, that's easy. And so a lot of what we're doing is just connecting businesses, convening them, getting people together so they can solve their problems themselves.
All right. Well, thanks so much. We've been talking with Joe Surwak from the MEDC. We'll stay in touch, Joe. Appreciate your time.
Okay, Tony. Thank you.